First person singular. Views expressed are those of the author. Unga Lengis takes heart in Youth v. Gov.
Right now, we are living in a mad, mad world, and aliens observing from outer space would think humans are stupid and insane in their delusions, greed, hate, and fear as we are hell-bent on self-destruction. Whether it's U.S. is abetting genocide in Gaza, a treasonous ex-president flexing freedom to destroy our democracy, conflicts in Sudan and Ukraine resulting respectively in massive famine and the threat of a nuclear World War III. And all these are but distractions to the defining challenge for our species, climate change, impairing our daily lives immeasurably. Yet, in this darkness, I take heart from our youth. Getting down to the basics, do we have a legal right to a safe climate? The film Youth v. Gov explores the inspiring journey of the 21 youth plaintiffs of Juliana versus U.S. Represented by the legal nonprofit Our Children's Trust, the Juliana 21 asserted that the U.S. government has willfully acted over six decades to create the climate crisis, thus endangering their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property, as well as essential public trust resources. Their case included the testimony of key scientists and boxes of evidence dating back to the 1970s of the government's longstanding knowledge of climate danger. These youngsters' unrelenting passion to fight for climate justice makes us yearn for their success, which would not only make history but change the future, our future. The film screening will take place on Friday, April 26, 7 p.m. at the 418 Project Theater, 155 River Street, Santa Cruz.
Unga Lengis is a writer activist living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, I'm Matilda Ratt.